The low-carbohydrate Atkins and South Beach diets are big business. They sell millions of diet books, and they've spawned a whole low-carb food craze. But are these diets hurting companies in the high-carb business? The makers of Krispy Kreme donuts recently said yes. Slate financial columnist Daniel Gross is not convinced.
Last Friday, Krispy Kreme lowered its earnings forecast. The culprit? A sudden uptick in Atkins interest among fried dough consumers. Chief Executive Officer Scott Livengood noted that last year, Atkins had little discernible effect on his business. But we've apparently reached something of a noshing point, at least when it comes to donuts. A company official told the Wall Street Journal that for the first time in recent memory, the number of people filing into the company's stores has fallen. Krispy Kreme stock, a darling of the recent bull market, fell 29% last Friday. Krispy Kreme became a hot fat phenomenon over the past decade as the chain spread rapidly from its southern base. Salivating chowhounds wolfed down warm, glazed donuts as they chugged off conveyor belts. Investors, who were ravaged by tech-induced indigestion and eager for comfort food, also flocked to Krispy Kreme's stock. After it went public in April 2000, at about $5 a share, Krispy Kreme enjoyed a near-parabolic rise into the 40s. The stock price has been cut in half since last summer. But Krispy Kreme's fall may have less to do with diet than with investors' predictable reaction to the first stumble of a supercharged stock. After all, a minor reduction in projected earnings shouldn't cause a stock to fall in half, unless it was seriously overvalued in the first place. Krispy Kreme has plunged because it rose too high too quickly, not because it was in an Atkins freefall. Nor is the late Dr. Atkins responsible for Krispy Kreme's clumsy growth strategy. Over time, Krispy Kreme has come to rely less on sales of fresh donuts at Krispy Kreme stores and more on sales of somewhat less fresh donuts in convenience or grocery stores. And as any connoisseur will tell you, there's simply no comparison between the two. The Atkins effect has been more noticeable in pasta than in donuts. According to A.C. Nielsen, the volume of retail dry pasta consumption fell by 7% in the first 3 months of this year. And this week, New World Pasta, the maker of Ronzoni, blamed this Atkins-induced slump for its bankruptcy filing. But a closer look shows New World had the classic recipe for a failed leverage buyout. Too much debt and significant operating losses. Besides, another noodle maker with much less debt, American-Italian Pasta Company, is doing quite nicely. The question for investors in Krispy Kreme and in other high-carb product companies is whether Atkins will have a lasting influence on eating habits. I'm guessing it won't. After all, for all the time and money we spend on diets and diet products, we Americans still get fatter every year.
Opinion and analysis from Daniel Gross. He writes the Moneybox column for Slate.